In a bustling city, the president found himself facing a daunting challenge: how to generate $250 billion for the U.S. Treasury to combat the mounting national debt. The solution, he decided, lay in imposing a 25% tariff on a country that engaged in $1 trillion of business with the United States. This bold move would not only fill the Treasury's coffers, but also protect domestic industries from foreign competition. As the president made his announcement, a wave of anticipation and uncertainty swept through the nation. Business owners, consumers, and economists alike pondered the potential impacts of this protectionist policy. The president, now seen as a staunch protectionist, argued that his tariff was necessary to safeguard American jobs and industries. By making imported goods more expensive, he believed that consumers would be more inclined to buy domestically produced products, thus bolstering the nation's economy. The $250 billion in revenue would be a significant step toward debt reduction, allowing for investments in infrastructure, education, and other critical areas. However, not everyone saw the tariff in a positive light. Critics warned the increased cost of imported goods would ultimately be passed on to consumers, effectively acting as a federal sales tax. Everyday items from electronics to clothing would become more expensive, straining household budgets and reducing purchasing power. Businesses that relied on imported materials and components were also concerned. The higher costs of these inputs could lead to reduced profitability, layoffs, and even closures. Some feared that the country's trading partner might retaliate by imposing tariffs on U.S. exports, leading to a trade war that could disrupt global supply chains and stifle economic growth. In the midst of this debate, the president remained resolute. He visited factories and small businesses across the country, listening to the concern of workers and owners. He assured them that the short-term pain would be worth the long-term gain. Revenue generated from the tariff would be used to strengthen the nation's infrastructure, create jobs, and reduce the national debt. As the tariff took effect, its impacts began to unfold. Prices for imported goods rose, leading some consumers to seek out American-made alternatives. Domestic industries saw a surge in demand. New job opportunities emerged. The higher costs also led to inflationary pressures, and some families struggled to make ends meet. Internationally, tensions escalated as the targeted country imposed its own tariffs on U.S. goods. The trade war caused disruptions in various industries from agricultural to manufacturing. Diplomatic efforts were underway to find a resolution, but the path forward remained uncertain. Through it all, the president stood by his decision. He believed that the tariff was a necessary step to protect the nation's economic sovereignty and ensure a prosperous future. When the journey was fraught with challenges, he was determined to lead the country toward a stronger, more self-reliant.